Just outside the historic city of Edinburgh lies the Royal School of Veterinary Studies. It's a leading centre for training vets of the future, an international hub for research, and it treats a huge array of animals in its world-class veterinary hospitals. Over 5 years ago, this centre of excellence first opened its doors to reveal the day-to-day work of its students and specialist vets. In this programme, Jake the pug gets a nose job, the school's rabbits look forward to a new companion, and Xena the cat goes nuclear. One of the school's specialities is complex surgery, and they get cases referred to them from all over the country. Jake, a five-year-old pug, has come 135 miles from Aberdeen with his owner, Maria. He's been suffering with breathing difficulties, and like a lot of pugs, he snores very loudly. He's here to see if surgeon Donald Yule can help. Billions of pounds of chocolate products are consumed every year all over the globe. But beyond the massive candy factories that endlessly churn out this simple, satisfying concoction, what is chocolate and where does it really come from? Chocolate is one of the most ancient, alluring, and richly complex foods on Earth. More than 1,200 individual organic compounds have been identified in its makeup. Through the ages, it's been used by emperors for sex, workers for energy, and by soldiers marching off to war. Chocolate fueled the Aztecs' lust for conquest, expanded the Spanish Empire, powered the Allies in World War II, introduced stimulants to the Western world, and today could save the rainforest.